Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast. So, I've been behaving for a little while. Tonight, I decided I was not going to behave. I saw some of my favorite previous guests who have a great podcast, the On Tap Podcast, and I saw them where they just did a show with my buddy Travis from Dirty Prescott Kids, and I reached out and I was like, you know what? I've been meaning to catch up with these guys anyway, so let's invite them on the show. Luckily, they were free and not that I was free. So, guys, how the hell are you doing? Thank y'all for doing the show. I appreciate y'all catching up with me.
Oh, hell yeah, brother. We're fucking letting it rip tonight. It's been a while. You know, we're happy to be here. You caught us at a right time because we just came from a pretty long break, so feels good to be back, brother.
Y'all took a break.
We're off of like a 8-month hiatus. My wife had a baby in June, and
to do with it.
I didn't have it. I get so much shit from all our buddies when I say I had a kid. They say, "No, your wife had a kid." So
how many of your friends have kids though?
Shoot.
Oh, dude, it's been multiplying like crazy. It went from I had like barely any friends with kids to I think I have more friends with kids than not now.
Well, I hate to tell the ones who don't know this, your wife didn't just have the kid. Like it's both of y'all. I don't care what anyone says.
I appreciate that, honestly, because as much as, I'm not the one breastfeeding and shit, but also, yeah. Hey, kid wakes up, I'm also not sleeping. I'm putting in the work.
You're the one hearing the bitching about the breastfeeding, though. That's equal. That's equal to it.
Is this a setup? Is my wife listening? She's going to come break in this door and kill me.
No, I hope not. You're supposed to be the support system, though. You're supposed to hear the bitching and fussing. Like you're supposed to be the where she vents to. And that's a burden. That's a burden. Yeah. It's not as much as the breastfeeding burden, but it's a burden.
I love your take on this. This is so refreshing to hear because I feel understood.
Yeah, I've had to deal with it.
How old is your kid? Do you just have one?
Yeah, I have two. She's 13 and my other one's 8.
Dang, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, so my kids are still pretty young, obviously. My son Cameron is 9. My son Lincoln is he just turned 2.
Nine months, to be clear.
Oh yeah, 9 months. I mean,
yeah.
Give me some advice. How can I capitalize on what I got going on right now? And make it the best that it can be.
Just don't suck. Like the best thing, because I actually get asked this all the time because people actually think I'm a decent father. that blows my mind, but I appreciate anybody that ever asked me that. The best thing I can ever tell a dad is just be there. Like, just do the things that you think you ought to do. If you think that you ought to do it, do it. It doesn't matter. Like, even with your wife right now, if it's something as simple as you see the laundry needs to be done, the dishes need to be done, if you see that a diaper needs to be changed, that shit, the older they get, that turns into hey, if the kid needs shoes, go get shoes. If you think that you need to be playing with them right now, play with them. If it crosses your mind that you ought to be doing it, then just do it. Don't think about it, just do it.
Damn, that's actually really, really fucking solid advice. I did not expect that. Yeah, I've definitely thought a couple of times where I'm like hanging out at home and I'm just kind of like sitting on the couch and I'm like, I'm tired. I had a long day. But then I just like hear my son like playing on the other side of the room or whatever, and I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I'm not gonna get a lot of opportunities to be able to do this. So I might as well just like go play with them. So that makes total sense. I
Well,
love that.
every parent's going to tell you exactly what I'm about to tell you right now, too. So, every dad, especially, is going to be like, I can't wait for this little fucker to grow up. I can't wait so he can do all this kind of stuff. Well, the thing that you don't realize is once they grow up, you're wishing they were little again.
Right.
So, looking back at it all those times, I was like, damn, I can't wait for Gracie to grow up so we can go to concerts together or do this and do that and everything with me. Now I'm like, shit, I'm glad I took advantage of all those times that I just got on the floor and played with toys with her and colored with her and all that kind of. There's just a lot of shit you can't take back, or you can't
Right.
get back. Yeah, just every chance that you get to do something and be a dad, just be a dad. There's a lot of people that just don't get that. Like they just don't understand the concept of being a father or mother. You're just supposed to show love and be there. You ain't got to be the best at it either. Your kid don't know no damn better. Like
Right.
you
Yeah.
just have to be there.
Absolutely. Well, dude, that's the thing. I've seen some of my buddies become fathers. Like some of them, it's weird. It's like they could be a fucking train wreck leading up to it. As soon as that kid's born, like the snap of a fingers, they just turn into super dad. And then I got some buddies where it's like, Jesus fucking Christ, dude, you got a 2-week-old and you're at the bar getting blackout drunk. And
Yeah.
it's that instinct, and some people just didn't get it.
Some people, but also too, some people don't know how to do it though. Like for me, I had great grandparents, and my mom and dad were decent at times at showing love, especially my grandparents. And for me, I wanted to make sure that I was there for mine. Like I wanted, so I like overdo it anyway. Like I want to make up for where my parents didn't. And some people just it what was normalized to them, they don't know anything different. So, because that's how I used to look at it, right? Like I used to be like, how the hell can't somebody want to be obsessed with their kid? Like, what that makes no sense to me. Like, it just doesn't. There's nothing about that that I understand because I'm so obsessed with my kid. But if you were never taught that your parents or your grandparents or somebody in your life was obsessed with you as a child, then you don't know the difference. Like,
Right.
if
Yeah.
it was never normalized to you, you just don't know. It's not that your buddies are, there are some pieces of shit out there. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of pieces of shit out there. But there are some people that just have no idea how to show love or that they ought to be doing something. If you don't know that you ought to be doing something, you're oblivious to it. That's the definition of ignorance. Like you just don't know.
Yeah, 100%. It's crazy that we're talking about this because my wife and I were literally just talking about this like 2, 3 nights ago. We were both like putting our 2-year-old to bed and we were just like hanging out. We're like making him laugh. We're like both actively putting him to bed. And neither one of us had that growing up. We're like,
Yeah.
my parents split up when I was real young, like 6 years old, 5 years old. And so like I never had ever both of my parents putting me to bed at the same time. And neither did she. And we were just thinking, like, holy shit, like I would have loved to have this kind of situation as a kid, So we want to do that like as long as we possibly can and
Yeah.
really like spread the time out, like make the time last longer, like get more out of it.
Yeah, I didn't have that, but what's really cool about that and something that I'm really like diving into, especially over like the past year, is I'm real big into like trying to figure out how to break generational curses now. Like what I was just saying, like about stuff being normalized. If you don't know the difference, if you don't know there's another way life exists, then it's really not your fault, right? But once you do actually understand that there's another way of life, but yet you're still living a certain way, then you're kind of an asshole if you pass that down to your kids or you pass that along to your friends or your loved ones. Like, if you know there's a better way, that's what you're supposed to be passing on, right? So that's what you're doing to your kid now. Like, it might not have happened for you, but you're literally breaking a generational curse now to where your child's, that's what's normalized to your kid. So when your kid has a kid, this is going to be the most normal thing, and that's what they're going to want to do. That's what is going to be ingrained in them. You'll never have to teach them that. They'll never have a moment to where it's like, oh, me and my kid, or me and my wife are putting our child to bed together. This is weird. They'll be like, oh, this is natural. This is what's supposed to happen.
Right. Yeah. Do you ever think that that is tough for them, maybe long-term, because it's so it feels so unnatural from the standpoint of, like, it doesn't happen a lot. Do you think that's setting him up with unfair expectations? Like, to expect the lady that, or guy, I guess, that he decides he's going to be with. And, you know, like, is that weird to ask?
No, I don't think it's unfair. That would be like, in my opinion, you're telling, it's not that you're telling them what to expect, but you're setting the bar high for them. Don't you want to set the bar high for your kid? Like, don't you want them to know what happiness is? Like, if you know what it's not, if you can sit here and say that you wish that this is what I would have had as a child, you know what you don't want. So by you setting the example, at least they know now what they should be getting. And that'll at least set the bar high enough for them to where it's like, okay, this is what they want. And that's what they're going to expect. Like, they shouldn't know anything different. I don't think it's setting them up for failure. I think it's setting them up to succeed.
Well, let me speak for Cody for a second, because one thing that's been really hard for him is he's been trying to break the racism out of his family.
Yeah.
He doesn't, because, like, him and his dad, I mean, it's fucking insane. And, like, he's told me, like, I just do not want my kids to be racist.
No,
like myself.
I never said that.
Very proud of you. Very proud of you if you did.
And it's all for the kids.
I'm that way. So, all bullshit aside, I don't know if we ever talked about this before. One of the reasons I got fired from country radio is during COVID. NASCAR banned the Confederate flag. I live in South Georgia, right? That flag is a staple here, right? Yeah. I don't support that flag. I've never supported it. I don't have a dog in that fight, but I have friends that are on the other side of that live alternative lifestyles, that are of color, that hate that flag. And I love these people. These people would go to fucking war for me, right? Like, they're great people. And one of the things I said in country radio that got me into a lot of shit was, I completely understand why NASCAR banned it. It's a symbol of hate. Like, it might be a symbol of heritage to some people, but it's a symbol of hate. And once something is adopted as a symbol of hate, it's a fucking symbol of hate. And I don't like it. And my dad has a Confederate flag tattoo. Now, I don't think it's a hateful symbol tattooed on his body. I really don't. Because I don't think he's a racist man. It means something else to him.
Right.
But I don't want my daughter, I don't want anybody around me or anything. Like, I want that shit to die, dude. So even if y'all are just playing, it's all right to kill. It's all right to kill that shit.
Well, and dude, honestly,
he is just playing. For the record,
don't let him trick you. He's a little bit racist, but dude, like,
well, now I'm wondering if he is racist. He's like, no, I got a real flag tattoo.
Like, dude, we're in Minnesota. Our high school, I graduated with like 120 kids, right? And there was probably 10 of them that flew the Confederate flag. It's like, brother, we're fucking north as fuck. Like, there is no reason to be flying that besides basically saying I'm racist.
Yeah,
like,
that's a stupid fucking
there's
move.
No roots for you, man. You're union as can be.
That is a stupid fucking move.
Yeah.
Well, the thing, you know, I tell,
we're all in Yankee territory.
Well, my dad, everybody gives him shit. My dad was born in Dayton, Ohio. My dad is literally a Yankee, and he always likes to say he's a transplant or whatever. But it's like, shut up, Donnie. Like who gives a shit? Like I don't. I've never understood it. The way I look at it is that shit was so long ago. If you say that you had a great uncle, a great 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 grandpa, whatever the fuck you had, they didn't. Once again, what was normalized in 1865 is not normal life in 2025. It makes absolutely no sense for that shit to still be around. It makes no sense to me. I think it's stupid. And it's always, and I'm gonna get in a lot of shit for this, it's always low IQ honky motherfuckers that have it and are proud of it. Like, it's the stupidest shit to me.
It does seem to be a common theme for sure. Yeah, I think that perfectly describes the people around here that are big into it as well.
Now,
It's synonymous.
down here, there are groups. I don't know up there. Like, I'm saying low IQ folks from like where y'all from. Down here, there are like people that get together and celebrate both sides of the Civil War for like Civil War reenactment. There's very well educated folks on both sides. There's groups around here, the Sons of Confederacy and other stuff. It's very well educated groups that are not based around racism, that are not based around hate. They're smart people that put shit together. Like they've got a good understanding of history. But there are a lot of stupid sons of bitches. And once you get one of those stupid sons of bitches flying that flag and saying one wrong thing, then everybody gets clustered in together and there's no getting out of it. Like it's yeah, there's this there's no argument to be made for it. I don't make an argument for it. I tell everybody once again, once something is adopted as a symbol of hate, same thing with the swastika. I don't know if y'all know this. It was a symbol of peace in the Middle East until Hitler adopted it. And when Hitler adopted it, it became a hate symbol forever. Nobody is getting a swastika tattooed on them as a symbol of peace from the Middle East. If they're getting a swastika tattooed on them, they're a piece of shit.
Absolutely.
So actually,
You know
you
what I'm
say
saying?
that I completely agree with you. You know what this makes me think of? Actually, this is, I mean, more of a recent thing, but at the inauguration when Elon Musk did like the did the arm thing.
He's
You know what I
just
mean?
stupid. I mean, he's a
That was
genius.
like
He didn't mean that shit.
what is going on here? But that's the thing. It's like the second that someone equates it to that, it all of a sudden makes it not okay. Obviously, he wasn't trying to do that. That was not the intent, you know. And if it was, it was the smartest play of all time because I never would have thought that that's exactly what this man was going to do. And it's just the second that someone says this is bad, I don't like this, is that what
It's
makes
over
it
with.
up for debate?
Once something becomes a symbol of hate, it is over with. You might as well, like, if tomorrow the whatever it is, the gay, lesbian, trans flag, or whatever it is, the rainbow flag, if a hate group adopts it tomorrow, that community will have to get a new symbol.
Yeah, if ISIS just starts
If
flying
ISIS starts
rainbow
flying
flags.
that shit tomorrow, that community will have to get a new flag. And that for the majority, 99.9% of that community is a very peaceful community. ISIS is not a fucking peaceful community. If they fly that flag one time, everybody's gonna be like, what the fuck? Like it's over with. It's over with. Yeah, you can't. A symbol, because people are so stupid that they cannot separate it. That's one of the reasons why, like, they're doing this slow rollout with the alien stuff with all of us, is because humans are too stupid to realize. Like, I'm big on, I don't know if y'all ever heard this argument before, how science contradicts Christianity. I don't believe that it does. I believe that science helps Christianity. I believe that some things go together. I think that you can see God's handiwork in everything, right? So, like, some people are just so set in their ways that the unknown scares the shit out of them, right? It just, if they think, if they hear one thing that contradicts all their beliefs or contradicts one of their beliefs, that it go against all their beliefs. And that is the stupidest thing ever. So that's the problem with the alien stuff to me. That's why they're doing this slow rollout, and it'll take years and years and years before they ever tell the truth about it, because there'll be mass hysteria, because everybody will be like, well, the Catholics have lied to us for hundreds of thousands of years. Christianity is false. All this kind of stuff. And that's not true at all. Like, none of that would be true. Like, none of that would mean nothing. Like, that's the dumbest thing. I don't know how. I mean, the universe is endless. It's infinity. It's okay for there to be something else too. Like, but nobody can. There, most of the world
Yeah, a
cannot
hundred
grasp
percent.
that. Most of the world cannot grasp that.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. So it's actually funny about that is I went to Catholic school from preschool through sixth grade. So I grew up going to Catholic mass 3 times a week, every day or every week from the time I was, 4 years old to let's say like 11 or 12 years old, I think. And that whole time, I remember as a kid, like not comparing any stories that I'm hearing from the Bible as like metaphors or analogies. It's more like I'm taking it super literal.
Yeah, at
Yeah,
face value.
100%. So I remember as a kid, like in Sunday school as well, like calling my teacher out and being like, whoa, hey, hold on. If Moses like really split the Red Sea, like, do we know how he did it? Like, do we have proof he did it? Like, why do we know that that's what happened? Like, give me some more details here. And they're like, you have to believe. It's just like very vague. And that was that big like separation there that you're talking about, like between science and the church. And I wanted to know more about like, bitch, you're telling me he really fucking moved the ocean, then we can't do that now? Like, let's figure this out. Come on.
Well, have you ever heard the fable about the guy, the flood and his roof?
No.
All right, so
No.
there's this guy. His town's about to get flooded. He's told to evacuate. By the way, I'm fixing to butcher this, but I'm gonna do my best with it. All right, so this town has told everybody to evacuate. Town's about to flood. This guy prays to God, and he tells everybody that's telling him to get out of town, God's gonna save me. So he t his house starts to flood, valley starts to flood where he lives. Boat comes by when the water starts to raise, and they come up to the dude's door, and he's like, "No, don't worry about it. God's got me." Water gets a little bit higher. Another boat comes by. He goes up to the second story of his house, and they're like, "Hey, dude, come on." And he's like, "Hey, don't worry about it. God's got me." Well, water raises up even higher. He gets on the roof of his house. A helicopter comes by. Helicopter drops down the thing. They wave at the dude and it's like, "Hey, come on, are you gonna die?" Guy's like, "Hey, don't worry about it. God's got me." Guy dies, gets to heaven. God asks him, "What's the deal? Why didn't you take my help?" He said, "Well, I thought you was gonna get me." He said, "I tried to. I sent you three hands." So the moral of it is, God sends people to help you. God helps. He is not always going to be a burning bush. Like, it's not always going to be that. Sometimes he's helping you through something else. Like, and that's the same thing with parting the Red Sea or anything like that. Like, it could have been something that God did that is a drought. Or whatever. It could have been a changing of the tides or whatever. It doesn't mean that it's not God, but it could be a scientific explanation that went along with it. And a lot of people just refuse
To even believe
to
it.
put those two together. Like, it was a miracle. Yeah, it was a miracle, but there still had to be something that it worked into it.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it from the perspective of it's just something that happened that if it never happened, we just wouldn't know about it. You know what I mean? Like for example, miracles happen every single day. If you've ever crossed a street and not got hit by a car, there is some sort of timeline where you do get hit by a car and you die right then and there. You know what I'm saying? Like
Absolutely.
it's just like
Same
that, you just don't think of it as a
every
miracle.
time you leave your house, it could be the day you get T-boned and fucking die. You don't
Yeah.
fucking know.
That's what I'm saying. Like miracles happen every single
Well,
day. You
dude,
just don't tie it
like
together.
honestly, I was kind of like, young. young high school, I was like, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. And then I actually had a situation where I was, you know, long story short, I was driving home from college and I went to go pass a vehicle and it was really sunny out and I couldn't really see in front of me. And I went to go pass it and I felt like a weird ringing in my ear. And I was like, what the fuck? And I swerved back over and immediately a car comes right by. I would have fucking smoked him head on. And like, I swear to God, from that moment, I was like, holy shit, there is something there. I can't explain that, but there's something worth believing in. I felt it, dude.
Yeah, well, I kind of like the saying that you don't always get what you deserve, but you don't always get what you deserve. So it's like there's a lot of times
right
that something's supposed to happen to you that you it doesn't happen to you.
For and good that, and for bad.
Yeah, there's something behind that. Like, and it's just how you choose to see it. Like, some people want to say the universe. I know it's God. I've been a Christian for a long time. I've like really focused on my faith a lot more the past year, but I know that's what it is. And anybody that wants to go against it, that's your life. Like, I'm not one of those. I've never been, no matter what. I'm supposed to tell people what I'm proud of and what I believe in, but I don't believe in forcing it. Like, you find it when you find it, but like, if you don't believe that there is something working with you, something helping you, you are crazy.
Yeah, 100%. I think I just actually experienced this recently with this is fucking crazy. My dog actually bit my 2-year-old in the face. And so we're like, we got to give this thing up to a new home or we got to put him down. Like, those are our options.
Yeah.
So we were looking for like 2 or 3 weeks for to rehome it. The problem is he had really bad anxiety. And so like he would destroy things if you were gone and like separation anxiety. So like if you leave for a couple hours, we'd come back and our drywall one time was totally through in our house. Doorknobs like chewed up.
I got one of those.
Oh my God. It's crazy. And so that sucked. And we're like, we can't just give this to anyone. Like, they got to like pay attention to this thing. They got to run them all the time, whatever. So literally 2-3 weeks goes by. We can't find anyone that'll take them. And finally my wife is like, fuck it. We'll just keep him. We'll just really pay close attention when he's around the kids. It's only when he has these like weird panic attacks that he gets weird around the kids. Otherwise, every other time he's fine. And so literally that same day, my wife said, fuck it. We'll keep him. He gets hit by a car and dies which is nuts because he's like the way that we have 3 acres of land and the way that our house is set up, like the closest road is like 200 yards away. Like he's never been up there. You know, it was just like the scenario to me felt like if it didn't happen then, because we were keeping him, the next time he bit my kid, it was going to be a lot worse. This literally instantaneously, that's what I thought.
That's some real shit, dude, for real.
That's what I thought right away. I was like, we finally just said, fuck it. It's been fine for 2-3 weeks. We'll keep him. And that same day, he gets hit by a car. It was unbelievable. It was actually crazy. It was my son's birthday. So like our whole family was there. And this guy comes up to the door like, hey, I think I just hit your dog. I'm like, what the fuck? Go out. It is my dog. You know, long story short, it's not funny. It's funny now because I can laugh about it.
Yeah.
But trauma bonding, you know,
it made us all closer. That's fine. Yeah. You just don't ever know. Well, one thing that like I love, dude, is things. Once you get the mentality that it's not always good things that work in your favor, that sometimes it's bad things that work in your favor. Like,
yeah,
I quit looking at stuff a while ago as a loss. And I started looking at it as it's just part of the story or it's a learning experience or whatever. Like, it's just something you grow from. Like, that's not necessarily, like, it sucks, obviously. I hate anything to die. But, you know, it's this problem got solved. Like, it's something you don't have to worry about. Like, there might have been more of an issue there that something, a higher power, knew that there was going to be an issue moving forward. And it took care of it.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's like I said, that whole dog thing, I was like wow. This I've never, because I went to Catholic school, I feel like I've been tapped out of religion for, you know, not that I don't believe, just like I just want to do it on my own time kind of deal. And that,
I get that
recently has made me be like, whoa, that felt a little bit like some divine intervention. A little bit. As weird as that sounds. Maybe that's just me trying to be optimistic about the situation.
I don't think it's weird. I don't think it's weird. I think that everybody gets tapped out. I think that everybody, like, for the longest time, I was a person that just, I would get comfortable. Like, I would pray that things would get better in my life, and then they'd get better, then I'd quit praying, or I'd quit working on myself. And I would quit putting in the time, and I'd quit putting in the effort. I would stop because I was like, oh, things are good. Like, why do I need to continue doing this, right? Like, it made no sense to me. And then I finally got it through my head. Like, you don't just pray when it's raining. You pray when the sun shines too. Like, I heard this song a long time ago, but it finally stuck in my head. Like, you have to keep that mindset up. Like, you have to continue that. And if you continue that, to me, that's when you find it. And I think a lot of people, if you've got it in you and you want to believe and you want to come to that, it's going to happen when you need it to. It's going to happen when you're being vulnerable. It's going to happen at probably your lowest. When I had some bad shit happen to me last year, and it's the best shit that ever happened to me. Like, one of my favorite things that I've ever heard in my life now, that God loves the brokenhearted because it's more pieces of him, more pieces of you to give him. And when I heard that Bible verse and I heard this preacher talking about it, I was like, shit, that's my problem. That's always been my problem. I've always gave just enough to get by. I've never gave my whole self. I've never got out of my own way. I've never been that person. And since then, my health has got better. My life's got better. My career's got better. Like, I didn't do a show. Like, this is my job. Like, I don't do shit else. I host events, but I don't do shit else. Over the summer, I did less than the bare minimum. I thought I was going to lose contract after contract after contract. For like 2-3 months, I might have put out 6-7 episodes that were new, and they were half-assed. Like, they were horrible. They were garbage. And somehow everything, our numbers kind of kept going up. Like, it kind of just kept going. I was being real with some stuff on social media. And then finally I got to a good place and it just kept going up. But I know that if I would have been fake, or if I would have turned my back on what I knew, what was calling me, like, and the way that I was being pushed, it would have went to hell. It would have went straight to hell. Point is, if you feel like the dog situation is what's pushing you back into it, it's pushing you back into it for a reason.
Yeah, good point.
Like, you
that's
can't
a really good point.
Yeah,
you can't run from that shit.
No, you really can't. That's the crazy part. I mean, yeah. I mean, regardless of who you believe in, what you believe in, it's like it feels more important to just believe in something other than yourself. Believe that there is a lot of things out of your control and that there's some divine purpose that's outside of yourself. You know, that's sort of like this realization that I've been coming to this last like month, probably.
Well, look at it like this. What if you had the mindset that your story's already been written, and that whatever you're going through right now, you know how, like, when you play a video game and you got those scenes in some of those video games to where you pick A and you go down this road, or you pick B and you go down this road, or whatever, like, it gives you situational type shit.
Yeah.
Okay. What if it doesn't matter what you pick, that the story's already wrote, And he already knows what road you're going down. So it doesn't matter if you're being bad right now, if you're being good, it's part of your story. It's just another piece of the story. I always like to think about it is when you go to a movie, you got valleys and peaks. You got valleys and peaks till you get to the climax and then movie's over and all that shit, right? Well, our lives are like that. You got valleys and peaks. Like, you're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days, but it's all part of the same story. Once you get the mindset that this is just a day, tomorrow's a new one, Like it doesn't matter if today sucks. One of the things that I absolutely love is I heard this not long ago. It's probably over the summer, and it's not about what happens to me. It's about how I react to what happens to me. It says more about me than what somebody did to me. And that shit has changed my life. You're gonna have bad shit that happens to you. But what if you just walk away with a smile? Like y'all two tell me go to hell right now. And if
Go
I
to
don't,
hell.
and if I don't allow it to get to me, if I'm like, all right, boys, and I just go about my business, I didn't let y'all win. I didn't let it affect me.
See, I would have pegged you the other way. I would have seen you as being a revengeful type of guy. Like,
I used to be, and you know where that got me? Nowhere. Like it never has. Like,
yeah, well, here's the thing, where attention goes, energy flows, you know? So
yeah.
like you put all of your attention into this person that you hate, trying to get back at them, you're only giving them more opportunities, whether you are actively knowing that you're doing that or not, because you're putting more attention. You know, let's say you hate this guy, so you tell all your buddies, fuck this guy. But then they unknowingly see this guy pop up in their Instagram feed and they're like, oh, okay, let me see this guy. And then they look at all this shit and then you know, let's say it ties back into a business this guy has, and they're like, oh shit, actually, that's a badass snowmobile. Let me buy that snowmobile if he owns a dealership or, you know, whatever. Yes.
Like, and not, oh, again, not to get like all biblical and shit on y'all any more than I already have, but like it says that revenge is supposed to be his. It ain't supposed to be ours. Like he's supposed to be the one that gets revenge. And one of the things I heard when I was going through all my shit last summer was if you do what you're supposed to, he will rebuild you in front of those who destroyed you. But you can't seek revenge. You can't be the one that's being petty. You can't be the one that's going out and make an ass out of yourself. Like you're just supposed to do the right thing. And if you do the right thing, then everything seems to work out. And like eventually you stop thinking about it to where they're probably still sitting there. Who's ever wronged you guys, who's ever wronged me or whatever, they're probably still sitting there harping on how they got one over on us. But if I don't
Right.
care, but if I don't care anymore, you're having to see me succeed when I don't give a shit about you. Like,
That's what gets some of the worst, you know?
yeah. Yeah, I love that mentality. Like, there were so many things that I have always done out of a petty place. Because I did. I wanted to throw some shit in your face. I wanted you to see me doing good. I wanted you to see me doing better than you. I wanted you to know, regardless if it was my last job, when I worked in radio that got fired, or previous guests that I had on the show that I don't mess with no more, or any situation like that. I wanted you to know that I was winning. Well, what's better than just living your life and being oblivious to them and just doing what you're supposed to? That's winning. Like,
Yeah, it
and what?
really is. Plus, it's way better for you.
Oh, yeah. And
That's way less stress.
and this wasn't anything that was biblical. I had read this thing, and it was everybody has their own idea of success anyway. Like, some people's got idea of success as money. Some people's got a idea of success as a family. There's just a lot of different versions of success. You know, I can sit here and I can grind all day long and I can be successful in my mind and have the number one podcast in the world or whatever. And somebody can look at me, and if that's not their idea of success, they're still going to think I'm a failure. They're still going to talk shit about me. It doesn't matter. Like, they're still gonna find a reason to put you down, to bitch, to just be negative. You like those negative people that are miserable and just want to be horrible human beings. Let them, fuck them. Like,
Yeah,
yeah,
fuck them.
just yeah. Who cares if they want to be that way? Let them be that way.
Fuck them.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's. I've been that guy before where I'm in bad places and I'm just like trying to hate a person. You know, someone tells you something good about a person you don't like, and it's like, how can I make this sound shitty? And what do you get out of that?
No.
besides feeling negative as fuck all the time. You know, it's just a pattern that you have to break eventually.
Well, being negative to somebody else is just gonna make you be negative. And then how else is everybody else gonna see you? Like, even the good people in your life, they're gonna see you stoop down to somebody else's level. And then they're gonna get a bad taste in their mouth about you. And they're gonna say, "Well, look at Sam. Sam's doing the same shit that they did. So therefore, Sam can't be any better than they are, the person that he's putting down."
Yeah, absolutely.
Very true.
So it's like the people that matter to you, one of the, like, I don't know if y'all have heard this quote because it seems like it's been everywhere lately. It's, "Why would you care about somebody's opinion if you wouldn't ask them for their advice?"
Yeah, I have heard that before, and that one really sticks with me.
And that one just gets me every time. If I would never ask you how to run my show, how to live my life, anything business related, anything merchandise related, anything towards my daughter, why the fuck would I care about your opinion?
That's a really good
If
point.
I don't value you enough to ask you any of those questions, then what does your opinion matter to me?
It's like, dude, you sit in an office and sell insurance. You think I care how you would run a podcast?
Yeah. I got into it with a guy. He has wrote several number one songs. And in the nicest way possible, I told him that I couldn't walk into a writer's room and do his job. He can't walk into a podcast room and do mine. He's got his world, I've got mine. And if he didn't respect it, he didn't have to be on the fucking show. And for this guy to be very well known, I don't think many people have ever spoken to him like that. But this was kind of recent. I have nothing but respect for this guy. But I had to make it clear to him, and I make it clear to everybody, just like you just said, dude. I can't go sell insurance. I can't do what a lot of people do. You can't do what I do. That's disrespectful for me to sit here and tell you how to do your job. You don't see it disrespectful because I didn't go to college for this, or I don't have a degree in this, whatever. How many awards and shit do you got? How many times have you been ranked in the top 100 of something in the world? Like, what have you done? And like, I'm not, and I don't like to be an asshole like that, but the thing is everybody's great. There's stuff that you two can do that I cannot do. Like, I'm sure that there are shows that y'all two could do that would crush my shows, and I'm sure there's shows that I do that could crush y'all's. It's just about what you're good at. And when
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
once somebody finds what they're great at and they stick to it, nobody can tell you what to do. Now, if somebody does the same thing as you, like if Joe Rogan came on and he talked to all three of us, we need to shut the hell up and listen to everything that man says, or a Theo Von or anybody like that. You shut up and you listen and you are respectful to the people that you are trying to be in the same room as. But besides that, I don't give a shit what somebody says that ain't in my world.
Right.
Yeah,
It makes no sense.
absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, like I hate how people will get a complex because they're good at a certain thing. Like actors is one of my biggest griefs, is because these people, just because they can pretend to be somebody, they get this complex of like, oh, I'm gonna spread my political message to you, or I'm gonna tell you how you should act, where it's like, you probably didn't even go to fucking normal high school. You don't know shit. But because you've had security for 15 years, you think you're fucking something special. You know, that shit drives me crazy. Like a
Yeah,
good power trip. Oh,
a
fuck.
lot of those people are so out of touch with the real world. They think they're doing a justice by standing up for people. Like, here's how I hear it in my head, or this is how I see it, is like you'll get like a George Clooney. That's his head is so far stuck up his own ass. I don't even know how he sees sunlight. But like, he'll sit there and he'll talk about global warming, or he'll talk about this other shit or whatever, right? He thinks he's speaking for the people that go watch his movies because they don't have a voice. But the difference is the people that go watch his movies don't have 15 houses that are all worth $20 million each.
Right,
That like
right.
they
Like so
you
out of touch.
yeah, you're so out of touch with real life that it does like nothing that you say can equate to my life. Like I appreciate you trying. Like don't get me wrong, like I can see where some of these people actually are just trying to be a good human being. But if I want to hear somebody's opinion like that, find me a local representative, like a state representative that comes from like a middle class family that still lives in a middle class family, and let them speak for us. Like, let them do the one, let them be the ones that wants to talk to us. Let them
Kamala
give,
Harris.
yeah, no. Let them, absolutely not. Yeah, no, thank you. But yeah, like let them do the talking. Well, and by the way, I'm not the biggest Trumper. By the way, I think he is the best. I like JD Vance like nobody's
too.
business.
Me too, dude.
I'm a big JD Vance guy. I'm not the biggest Trumper. I think he's the best option. And I think what he's fixing to do is great. I think some of the shit's probably gonna go overboard. But we'll see. We'll see. I mean, only time can tell. He's one of those I wish he'd shut the hell up and do what a president's supposed to
Yeah,
do, and we'll see.
right.
Somebody needs to take his phone. I don't think a president should have access to Twitter, and the rest of the stuff to say what's on his mind all the fucking time. But we'll see. We'll see how that shit goes.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah, actually, I was gonna ask you about the TikTok ban because I mean, like, you got a big following on TikTok. You obviously, I'm sure, get a lot of your listenership through TikTok and through interactions that you get by getting your guests from, your network through that platform. What was that like for you when it went down? What
I
did you
didn't.
think?
I know it's gonna sound cliche. I didn't care. I've said from the very beginning, and I love when I posted something like on Facebook and Instagram, like right after there were listeners that quoted me, so they know, so everybody knew I wasn't full of shit. Back when I worked in radio, you had people that did your marketing for you. Only
Yep.
reason I started TikTok, only reason I started Instagram, I still have my personal Facebook page. I don't even have like a podcast Facebook page. I don't even have a podcast Instagram or TikTok. Everything is
Yeah.
literally the
Just
same, right? It's
your
just me.
personal
Yeah, it's
brand.
just me. Everything's just my shit. I use everything as a marketing tool to drive you to my page. I've
Yeah.
told people from the very beginning, every one of these apps are going to go down one day. You better have a good enough name and a good enough reputation and be ready to move on to the next thing. Luckily, I've been set up with the show and got great connections with the show that if TikTok didn't come back online, I was gonna be fine. Like Instagram and Facebook, I'd have been able to get guests. Nashville, I'm tied in there so good right now that I'd have been fine with that. I think the whole TikTok thing, if you want me to be 100% honest with you, I
Yeah.
think it's just a ploy for whoever owns it, like the real people that own it, to make somebody buy them out for a ridiculous amount of money. I think that's all it is. I know that there's stuff about people stealing your information and all that kind of shit, but if the government was that worried about it, they'd have fucking killed it a long time ago.
Yeah, good point.
I think there's controlling interest from people, just how like there's controlling interest from the Biden family and other countries and other businesses. And that's everybody. Like Trump's got that shit. That is every single person in politics has a controlling interest in another company overseas or wherever. It's just investing in companies. Like if I had the money to do it, I would too. If I saw a profitable company I could buy into, everybody fucking would. I think that there's somebody that's driving up the price that is a shareholder. and they're just wanting to get paid. And I think that right there was the power move. If it wasn't, it would have stayed down.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
No, I completely agree. That goes back to the Jesse Ventura thing, like follow the money. You know, like where is the money? That's where you find your answer. And I think you're 100% right. But I mean, also to that same point though, with the amount of money that TikTok is generating, not only off of the shop, but off of advertising dollars, is stupid. I mean, they're a multi-billion dollar company for a reason. You shut that down now, like that stops a lot of cash flowing in a lot of places, you know? So even just the basis of it is like, well, this can really tank.
I had somebody explain this to me though, because it's not anything that me and you or Sambo is going to get, like, because we don't have billions of dollars, right? We don't. Somebody who's making all the money off TikTok, the big folks or whatever who own it or whatever, they're billionaires. They're making that money in 5 or 6 different businesses daily. This is just one of their jobs. This is just one of their flows of revenue. This is just one thing to them.
Right.
If this shuts down, they're not going broke. They'll develop something else, or they'll buy into something else. If it goes away to them, they don't give a fuck. They don't care. Like to me and you, if you sit here and say $16 billion is fixing to disappear, we're jumping off a building.
Dude, that would change my life pretty drastically.
Yeah.
If I go negative 16 billion, I don't even have one. I go negative 16 billion, that would be tough to get out of.
But think about it. Elon Musk bought Twitter and has not made a dollar since he bought Twitter. He's done nothing but hemorrhage money since then, and he doesn't care, and he bought it for billions of dollars.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
It doesn't.
One of the richest, legally richest men in the world, you know, like on what we can keep track of.
Yeah.
You know, I just stumbled across this website a couple years ago. I can't remember what the name of it is, but it's like Jeff Bezos's net worth on the screen in like a bar graph.
Yeah.
And then there's a bunch of options where you can spend X amounts of money, and it doesn't even move the goddamn bar because it goes up like $9,000 or $90,000 a second or something like that. Yeah. So like one of the options was like buy every child in the whole continent of Africa a pair of shoes. And it was like, doop, out of this massive bar graph, just this like 1/1,000th of this bar graph goes down. It's like, oh my God. Then you realize like, whoa, they got like so much money that they have to be careful with what they do, because if you just decide I got more money than anyone else, I'll just buy all of Vermont. Or you know what I mean? I'll buy every business in Vermont and make it my own country, basically, and I'll just do it. And no one can say anything because I have so much money. I can fight the legal battles. I can do everything that I needed to do, that I'll just, you know, I'll literally just spend more money than you, and I can do whatever I want to do. And I think that's where a lot of this power tripping comes from. Because like when you have that amount of money, how do you stop yourself from just, you can't do anything else. If you've already reached a place where like money is no object and you can literally just buy anything you want, you have to find happiness in something else, because that's what turns you into a mean motherfucker.
Why do you think Elon decided he was going to be whatever in Trump's cabinet?
Well, I'm thinking even bigger than that. I'm thinking like this dude's trying to like leave Earth.
Well, he's
trying to fly to Mars. You got to find it in something else.
He's going to be the first dude, him and all of his children. He's got a shit ton of kids. He's going to build a mansion on Mars. That's what he's going to do. I mean, he could literally do anything. He could buy anything. And there's
anything.
And there's so many people like that. That's why you have to start doing things that really don't make you any money that you find happiness in. That's why he's fixing to take everything that he's doing now with the government. He's doing it for fun. He's doing it because he has nothing. He started doing SpaceX for fun. He started a company to compete with NASA because he thought NASA was stupid. Because he had nothing to do.
Yeah. Well, I think it's not that he has nothing to do. I think he just has he needs to find that something. Also, he's a little bit on the spectrum. And
a lot.
I think he's got Asperger's. He's got Asperger's.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Anyways, like the dude is also, and I don't know if this is real or not, but I heard on Rogan that he's the number one player in the world on the video game Diablo as
he
well.
He is. He is.
That is insane to me.
So I know a little bit more into this because I heard that too. And then he actually did a live stream of him playing it. And he was such a noob doing it that all the people that actually played Diablo were like, there's no fucking way this guy is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, because you know, dude, like, if you're a Call of Duty master,
I'll look it up.
And this guy comes in and says, like, oh, yeah, I'm the number five player in the world, and you watch him in a live stream, you fucking know. You know
Elon,
this guy knows what he's doing.
But I'll guarantee you, Elon likes messing with people so much that he probably trolled everybody by making himself look bad. All right.
Okay, according to Google, it does say Elon Musk is considered the top player in the world of Diablo 4. Musk set a record by completing the level 150 whatever's pit in under 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'll guarantee you, he thought it was funny. Like, have y'all ever heard of Andy Kaufman?
Sounds very familiar.
All right, Jim Carrey did a movie about him, but Andy Kaufman was a comedian back in the 70s. Andy Kaufman, do you know what kayfabe is when it comes to wrestling?
No.
No.
Kayfabe is where you're not supposed to break character, like in public or whatever. Like The Undertaker for years, if you saw him. And
he was that guy.
He was the Undertaker, right? So you have to watch this movie. It's called The Man in the Moon, or The Man on the Moon, or Man in the Moon, whatever. Jim Carrey crushes this. It's probably Jim Carrey's best movie ever. But Andy Kaufman, to this day, no one knows where Andy Kaufman started and where he ended. Like, because he was always in character. He was always just playing somebody else, right? He ended up getting sick and dying, allegedly. A lot of people still think the dude's alive.
No shit.
Yeah, but he got a weird, weird disease. And a lot, and the way that he liked to fuck with people, like that was the thing that made him the happiest. So he had like one guy and his wife. They knew when he was messing with people. All right. So let me put it like this. He would go into a crowd and he would fuck with everyone there. No one would think it was funny. But him and his best friend would think it was funny, and that would get him off. And that's what would be what made him happy. So
he was just a different person all the time, or what?
Yeah, that's it. Well, he would play different characters. He would, but he didn't care if anybody else got made happy. He just wanted to be happy. And he loved fucking with people that hard, right?
Dude, it's got to be something deeper to it, too. Like, if you, maybe he just didn't really like who he was actually.
No,
so he just was trying to figure it out.
I'm telling you, you'd have to watch the movie. He loved
him. Okay, I'll have to watch it.
He loved him. So like he even got to the point to where like he did this show that was a huge television show called Taxi. It's Danny DeVito's first show he was ever in. There's a lot of big name folks that was in this show back in the 70s or 80s. He's in it as a foreigner named Lotka. And he started doing the Lotka accent like everywhere he went. Well, he got tired of doing the Lotka accent because that's all people wanted him to do. So he started going to like college campuses and they were expecting him to do stand up either as Andy Kaufman or as Lotka. And he just would get on stage and in front of all these college kids, he would read like a Mark Twain book. Like for hours. He didn't care. He was like, oh, you want Lotka? Oh, yeah, I'll give you Lotka. But he would read it as a boring-ass old man. My favorite thing that the dude would do, though, like I said, I don't know how familiar you are with wrestling, but there's this old cat named Jerry the King Lawler. And,
oh, yeah.
Okay, Jerry the King Lawler was in on some of his shit with him. So he decided he wanted to try to be a wrestler. Now, this dude is maybe 5'8", I'm guessing, 120 pounds soaking wet. He couldn't wrestle men, so he would get in the ring and he would talk shit to women in the crowd, and then he would beat the shit out of women. And, like, I'm telling you, it's wild
shit.
Oh, my God. It was wild shit to the point to where Jerry the King Lawler got brought in on it. Now, if he was in on it, the gag at the beginning or not, I don't know. But I think towards the end he was. But like, it was so bad, and like Andy Kaufman was beating the shit out of these women that Jerry the King Lawler like almost broke his neck. Like, it was crazy shit. But the point of all it is, some people like messing with folks that much, and I think Elon's that way. I think that
Yeah.
if you are watching him stream, if he already knows he's the best in the world,
He would
he
purposely
would purposely make
look.
himself look stupid.
Yeah,
Is
I could
that,
see that
I
actually.
would, yeah. Like, if you already know you're the best, why not fuck with people? You have
Also,
nothing to prove.
it goes back to this whole thing. If you have so much money that you just don't care about anything, then you have literally nothing to lose. I mean, your life isn't dictated what people think if you're good at playing this video game or not. It's like it's almost better if there's more publicity and more scandal around it, honestly. Because then people are just talking about
He's
you.
definitely a marketing genius.
Oh,
A
hundred
God, yeah.
percent.
Yeah. He is a genius, period. I think he's half robot anyway. I think that Neuralink shit, I think he's already got
Yeah,
it.
I believe
I think he's already put that shit in himself.
it. Yeah,
It would not surprise me in the slightest.
Dude's thinking in AI.
That shit scares the absolute hell out of me, by the way.
Yeah, dude. Would you ever do that? Would you get a Neuralink put
No,
in your brain?
not a chance. I don't like any of that stuff. So I know we talked about aliens earlier. I don't necessarily think, I heard this theory one time about how supposedly like every 12,000 years, like we get hit by asteroids, comets, whatever. Like there's this society crushing devastation event, right? Well, I got to thinking about it the way this, I heard this guy explain it one time, that if you're an advanced civilization and you know that whether it's war or whatever, you know something's about to just like destroy you, right? But you're a super advanced civilization. And we've seen some shit like the pyramids, the stuff about Atlantis, all this other stuff, right? I think like 12,000 years ago, there was a real cataclysmic event. I think that there was an advanced society back then, and I think they're still here. I think they're like hiding either in the ocean or they're in the Arctic or whatever. And I think that they're hiding from us and we're like a bunch of monkeys and shit to them. But I think the Neuralink and stuff like that would be the next step in evolution. I think that's where you mix AI and humans.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of where like we just go off the rails. And I don't think, because I think that God, I think that's when he evens the playing field. I do.
And he's like, all right,
It's
we got to
not
knock these
crazy.
guys back a
Yeah,
couple
I think
years.
that's when he's like, okay, you guys want to make your brains like computers? Here comes your flood. Survive the flood.
Yeah.
Like, that's, yeah, I don't like that
Yeah, no,
shit.
that's a really good point. I'm in my brain, I'd like to think more optimistically about it, and I guess I think probably pretty surface level when it comes to it in the grand scheme of things, but it's like in my head I'm seeing if I could just travel to a place like London, to Paris, to Rome, and just be able to speak Italian, French, Turkish, whatever, instantly, because my brain is translating what that person is saying. And then, I think in that language now all of a sudden, but it like converts my thoughts to that
Yeah, but
language.
you can just fucking learn that shit.
No,
I
you
couldn't.
yeah. Okay, but how long is that gonna take to fluently go somewhere and fluently have any conversation that you could run into someone? You can reasonably tell me you'd be able to learn Turkish,
If I really
Spanish,
fucking
French,
wanted to,
and no fucking
instead of
way.
getting some weird chip that they could,
Okay, well,
dude,
let's put
what
a
if?
date on this, dude. Like, when? March, April?
What if they just
You can
turned it on
speak
you one
four
day
languages.
and then controlled you?
See,
Yeah, see, that's the
that's
thing.
another thing. Like, here's my thing. We already get our emails hacked. We already get our phones hacked all the
Yeah.
time. What's the difference in them hacking the shit out of us if we get that stuff? Like,
The trick is to just fly under the radar. Just be so insignificant nobody cares. And I'm just kidding.
They will have me scrubbing toilets like a bitch in 2 seconds. Of all the shit that I talk, they're going to make me peasant boy of the year. I know.
They're doing it with cars already. I saw that the Ford Mustang Mach-E, that shitty electric Mustang that they have now,
I
that
haven't seen it yet.
SUV. Anyways, now I saw this thing on Instagram that it popped up on the screen of this person's vehicle. It's if you finance it through Ford Finance, they will shut the car off and not let you drive it if you don't make your payment. It said on the screen something along the lines of like, your financial contract has been breached, please contact this number, and can't turn on the car.
That
Now, I
sucks.
mean, now here in the future, when it's like a lot more vehicles are self-driving, I would imagine that bitch just drives itself back to the finance company instead of
Probably.
getting repoed,
Probably. I mean, that's going to be
I mean.
everything. They're going to make, I mean, everything in our economy, everything in our world is driven by money anyway, sadly. I
Yeah.
can see if I own a business, why I would do that. I mean, I hate being devil's advocate sometimes, but as somebody who is late on their truck payments quite frequently, if I own the truck company, I could see that because I mean that pushes the customer to make their payments. That pushes you to where you're going to get paid on time. I mean, I get
Yeah.
it. I get it makes people act right. That's the problem with society is we don't act right when we're given the opportunities to. If there's a way to take that part out of it, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing, but the problem with AI, the problem with shit like that is those computers and a lot of that shit, they don't take into account life. Life happens. They don't take into account, I got laid off this month. I'll catch you up next month. They don't. And I would imagine even with those systems, if it ever was to get that way, there'd have to still be grace periods. There still have to be understandings, but those understandings don't make that company money. Like that's a
Yeah.
hard road to go down because I
Well,
can see
that's
it on both
what's
sides.
you're right.
business and humanity, like it sometimes it doesn't align, and every once in a while you got to make the decision. Like one thing, I worked at a bank when I was in college in up in northern Minnesota, and one thing they did is around Christmas time you could apply and get to skip, you get to add another month to whatever loan you have, you get to skip December so that you have an opportunity to buy presents. You don't have
Yeah.
to worry about your car loan or, and I always thought that was really cool, but
That is
like the
cool.
business is taking a hit in its own. And there's different ways. Like I understand because I'm in the grind myself, working in a small business, trying to make my own work. And money is like everything to get started, but you have to have some humanity within yourself to make it work too.
Yeah, there's not enough humanity left in humanity. It is so
Yeah.
much of the issue these days. Like there's too many things that people expect to be black and white. And I'm not talking about race. I'm talking about they just want cut and dry. Like, and that's just not the way the world is. I get people want to fast track stuff. Like, I understand that everybody wants a fucking app for everything. I hate that there's an
Yeah.
app for everything. I hate that when I pull up to McDonald's, that they won't ask me, do I want to order on the app? No, bitch. I want you to take my order for my mixed sausage or whatever the hell I want. Like, I don't understand why I have to have an app for that. But if I was working on the inside of that building, I understand why it is because it makes their job easier. Like,
Yeah. Not only
it's.
that, but it's one step closer for robots to be able to make the food instead of a person.
I wish at McDonald's there were robots working.
No fucking joke, dude.
Jesus, I hate the
You
people that
should see
work at
the freaks
McDonald's.
that work at
Oh
ours,
my
man.
God. Ours are
It's
trash.
gotten a lot better. It's gotten a lot better, actually. Our local McDonald's is very good now.
I
Bro, I
will guarantee
respect those people a lot.
our robots would have more teeth, I promise you.
Yeah,
Shit.
ours are not far behind
Oh
that, I
yeah,
would
we're in
imagine.
meth country, brother. We understand.
Jeez, dude, I'm telling you, there's some rough individuals around here making some breakfast.
Yeah, oh, I believe that.
There's some.
Bro, at the
Wow.
local Burger King, I can't even look at the lady or I won't be able to eat my fucking food.
So I imagine y'all have them there, but all my friends hate me because of this. I can't eat at a Huddle House or a Waffle House. I can't do it because I see who's making my food. I can't. It will make me sick to my, and I'm trash. Not like I do not think I'm
Yeah.
high and mighty. I will still eat like at a Denny's or an IHOP or some shit like that. I just can't watch you make my food. Did y'all freeze?
Yes.
Okay, let's.
We're good now.
Okay.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But you know what's tough about the whole app thing is that they make it so convincing and they make it a way better deal to buy through the app. Like Subway, for example, if you buy through the app, buy one, get one free footlong. If you go into the store here, you don't get that deal. That's what pisses me off. So like I have to do it. If I want the better deal, I have to do it that way.
Yeah, Domino's is that way. Domino's and Pizza Hut. Like they're ordering through there. Oh, you save money every time. But they're delivering to me and it's not a delivery cost. Now, if I call, no, it does piss me off sometimes because there's like certain things you can't get on the app or they'll fix it a
Yeah.
certain way. And then I gotta
Yeah.
call and talk to a dumbass. And then they're like, why don't you order it through the app? And it's like, because y'all don't fucking offer it through this app. Like this is the worst sometimes, but I don't know. I like I said, from a business side, I see why they do it. I don't like it, but it does make sense.
Yeah, as the consumer, I'm just pissed about having to do it to get a better deal. Obviously, they know that's the way to get you to do it, but you know, it makes sense for the business. Also, you just start putting, I mean, maybe it's cheaper to put Neuralink in all these dumb people's brains instead of putting robots in there. Less maintenance, maybe.
Okay, now this is where I will say Neuralink would be great. I do think if you are under a certain IQ, and I'm not talking about a wonderful person that has autism or a wonderful person that has Down syndrome or anything like that. I'm talking about someone that is not learning disabled, that is just fucking stupid. Like, I'm talking about a full-blown dumbass.
Yeah, I know a
Give
couple.
them a Neuralink. Just them.
Sam would be the first one to get one.
Yeah, just
I think Sam will be okay.
and get them to a
I'm
just
just
to a
kidding.
level playing field. Like, we're not
Yeah.
trying to make them geniuses, but just,
Right,
you
right.
know, get them to where they're not fucking up everything.
Like, I'll tell you a story about a guy at Pizza Hut here who, if he'd have caught me before I started working on myself, I think I would have slapped him with a pizza. So I couldn't order it online or on the app. So I had to call. And I told them before I went in there, this is how stupid these people are. I told them I wanted extra sauce on my wings, on my boneless wings. I like to mix at Pizza Hut. If nobody's ever tried this, trust me on this. Get the boneless wings, get the Parmesan garlic, but getting them to mix the Cajun seasoning, the dry rub seasoning with the Parmesan garlic. It is the shit. It's so good.
That sounds fire.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. So I call and I tell this guy what I want. He places my order, all this kind of shit. I get there and he has eight wings that are Parmesan garlic. He has eight wings that are the Cajun shit, the dry rub.
Ah.
And I'm like, what is this? And he said, sir, we can't do it the way you wanted it. So we had to do it this way. And I was like, I don't want it this way. And I was like, I told you extra sauce, not extra wings. And he said, sir, we can't do it this way. And I said, you can charge me for extra sauce on Parmesan, right? And he said, yes. I said, you charge me for extra sauce on Cajun, right? And I said, and he said, yes. I said, well, look, dumbass. Take a Parmesan, charge me for extra sauce. Take the Cajun dry rub and put it in with the Parmesan garlic. Shake that shit up and give it to me. He says, sir, I can't do that. I said, "Are you telling me you can't physically do that?" He said, "There's not a button for it." I said, "There's an extra sauce button. No one knows what the extra sauce is. You're making this harder than it has to be." He's like, he said, "That's not, he said, "That's not the way I was trained." And I'm sitting there looking at his screen, and it just says extra sauce.
There's he's thinking it's tied to the whatever the sauce he picked.
Yes, he's a fucking moron. So after 10 minutes of explaining to him, after 10 minutes explaining this to him, I was like, "If you don't put the Cajun sauce on there, I'm not paying for my food." And he's like, "We're going to charge you anyway." I was like, "How?" I was like, "You're not giving me what I ordered. You don't have my debit card." And he was like, "Oh." I was like, "Either put it on." I was like, "Put it on there or not, bro." I was like, "It's up to you."
Oh my God.
And he called the manager up there. And the manager And the manager did it. And the manager was like, "I don't see what the problem was." And I was like, "Yeah, me fucking either."
Oh my God.
And I was like,
"Dude, that's actually crazy."
Yeah. Well, that's all of these kids now. Like, this kid was like 19 years old. And you could tell this is probably his first job. Young white kid. Like, he was a fucking idiot. Like, you could tell, like, life had never, like, nobody had ever confronted him or said anything negative to him in his life. He did not know how to. This is why I don't like participation trophies right here.
Yeah.
This right here is why I do not like participation trophies. Because if he would have figured out at some point in time how to lose, he'd have known how to put Cajun sauce on my Parmesan garlic wings.
100%.
He'd have known.
I actually had a recent interaction with a place just a couple years ago, similar to this. I went to this tiny little dive bar with a couple of buddies, and I don't know if it was the way we were dressed or what, but like they had asked us right away, like, where are y'all from? I was like, here. Like, okay. What do you want to drink? You know, my buddy orders a screwdriver, and the lady behind the bar, straight face, goes, "We don't have none of those city boy drinks." And I was like,
"How's a screwdriver a city boy drink?"
Yeah, that's it. She obviously didn't know what it was, you know. So she's thinking he's trying to name off some fancy mixed cocktail that she doesn't know how to make. And he's like, "I guess I'll just take a vodka orange juice." She's like, "All right."
That's how we do it around here, yeah. Boy.
It was so funny. I was like, "Really? Like, you don't know what a screwdriver is? It literally is just vodka and orange juice. If you have vodka and you sell orange juice, how have you never sold one of these together? I don't understand that."
People are stupid now. I mean, if it's not anything that they're used to, it's mind-blowing to them. Once again, this is why, everyone listening to me, this is why they won't tell us about aliens, because y'all don't know how to make screwdrivers or mix sauces at fucking Pizza Hut, right. And you expect them to tell us about little gray men. They're not going to.
That's the problem. These people are either going to be trying to fuck them or kill them, you know what I mean?
100%. You're gonna get some redneck flying a rebel flag with a fucking 12 gauge talking about he's gonna try to fuck my sister.
Like, ain't nobody fucking my sister unless it's me.
Yeah, roll tide. Like, that's what's gonna happen. Like, it just blows my mind. This is what. Right. Hey, also, too, have y'all ever seen the movie Idiocracy?
Yes, yeah. Just okay. Recently I rewatched it.
That's what's happening. Like,
crazy.
I used to, when I would watch that movie, that shit's never gonna happen. But now the smart people aren't having kids because they realize how fucked up this world is. So we're not getting any genius babies. We're not getting any Elon Musk running around. No, we're getting morons. Just dumb.
I think a lot of it too is like, the workload of these smart people, like scientists and researchers, like the workload is so heavy because there's just not as many either, you know? So like they have to do so much more. So they're not out meeting other ladies, meeting other guys, you know, they're just not having kids.
Well, it used to be, and I didn't realize this till recently, it used to be cool to be a scientist. Like, it used to be cool to be an astronaut. It used to be so cool to be smart.
Right.
It really did. And now it's cool to be a social media personality who makes an asshole out of themselves.
I know, and I hate that because obviously us trying to be to be social media personalities, it puts a little cringe in my heart.
But there's a difference, okay? Y'all aren't doing stupid shit. I'm not doing stupid shit.
You must not have followed us for very long.
Well, no. You're doing comedy. There's a difference. You're doing comedy. Like, comedy's been something that's been around forever. Like, if anybody's done anything cringy out of the three of us, it's been me. Like, y'all are just doing comedy. There's nothing wrong with that. Chappelle did skits. Everybody's done skits. It's fucking funny. People need to laugh. There's absolutely nothing wrong. Hey, you look back at the days of King Arthur and all that kind of shit. You had jesters. Like, there's nothing. The kingdom needed that shit. There's nothing wrong with that, right? But where we are just failing compared to other countries is we have just made it to where we idolize these people way more than we idolize the smart people. We make fun of the smart people. We call them fucking nerds. I love nerds. I love calling people nerds. And then I get around one of my best friends who's hosting, by the way, shout out to Court Taylor, who's hosting my show in Nashville right now at Live Oak because I needed a break from going up there for a month because I've been up there so much the past 2 months. She's doing my Live Oak shows. She's a nerd. She's a genius. We give her shit all the time. Like, she's one of these people that drops fucking warheads on people's foreheads for a living. That's what she does. Like, she designs that shit or whatever. Like, she's a badass and a musician.
That's crazy.
She's so cool. But, like, we don't make that cool no more. We don't put emphasis on that. But if a girl walked in here right now and she had a big set of tits, a fat old ass, and she wanted to get on OnlyFans, people would go ape shit and just be like, oh, let's give her $1 million. Let's put her up on a pedestal. Like, let's do that. And this is like, why are we making, and I've got friends that have made a shit ton of money off that. And I'm not knocking any of them, but it's like, why are we, because there's room in the world for both, by the way. You can make them popular. You can make them cool. But why aren't we making the fucking scientists, the teachers, the doctors, the lawyers? Why aren't we putting that much emphasis on them being cool too? Our next generation needs to be aware that you can be smart and be cool. My daughter, best thing about her, she's a great athlete. She's beautiful, all this kind of stuff. She's like top of her class and smart. I tell her all the time, I don't care if she fails at everything else in life, at sports, if she weighs 300 pounds at the end of the day, whatever. If she's smart, I'll give her whatever she wants. Like that, because we need more smart people. We don't need more. Yeah. We don't need more people like me. We don't need we don't need another jester. Like, we don't. Like,
you're right. You're right. We really don't.
Yeah. Well, we got.
We really don't. We need more. We need more brains in this operation for sure. Well, especially if we're gonna make it to Mars.
Yeah. Well, like folks like y'all. Y'all are great at what you do. I love watching y'all do your stuff. Like, I saw the stuff with Travis, and I'm glad y'all are back after 8 months, all that kind of stuff. Like, y'all are good at what y'all do. I'm good at what I do. I love watching a lot of folks that are really good. Like, there's room for that because you do need entertainment. Like, it can't be all smart. It can't be all serious. There does need to be entertainment. But it don't need to be every Tom, Dick, and Harry that can do a podcast. It don't need to be everybody that thinks that because you got 1 million followers on TikTok that you can be a reality TV star. Like, it's not. Like, stay in your own in your own fucking lane. Like, make your money while you can. Be good at what you can. But understand there's a shelf life on that shit.
Like,
there's a lot.
Really good point. Also realizing when you need to pivot too, You know,
Oh,
like
yeah.
if it becomes culturally unacceptable, I think a good learning lesson for us is we really wanted to do prank videos like years ago when prank videos were the shit. And now looking back, I'm really glad that we didn't get into that because that right now is what I see is really cringy. And it's like, oh, dude, I couldn't imagine what we would have done because we would have tried to do something big, something really out there to stand out from the rest, and we would have been fucked because it would have been so cringe. It would have been so
Well,
cringe.
it's hard to say that though, because if you're good at what you do, you're a trailblazer. Well,
That's a good point.
I mean, because here's the thing, even the way y'all do your podcast, it's fun, it's different, it stands out, it'll grow, it's good. There's a like, I know people that try to do a podcast like a radio show and it fails, right? They don't do a podcast like a podcast. They're not pivoting. They're just taking something old,
Right.
they're repackaging it and saying it's a podcast, not as a fucking radio show, right?
Right.
They're not trying to be different. You guys, if you would have done prank videos, if you'd have made it your own, it could have
Yeah.
been cool as hell, dude. Like it could have been
Yeah,
something
you
different. Well,
maybe.
the thing is, it doesn't matter if it's Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, podcast, reality TV, whatever. People identify with you. If you're being genuinely you, not a character, not just somebody that you have to wake up every morning and put on an act. If you're just being the authentic version of you, putting out your good days, putting out your bad days, putting out the shit that you don't like about yourself. They start to identify with you. They start to love you. And what also comes with that is you don't set yourself up so high on a pedestal that it's far when you fail. Like, it's not like you're just being a human being. And people love that because they just want to see an extension of them succeed because then that makes them feel like they can succeed. You guys are just being normal dudes, doing something that you love, having fun with it. If you'd have took that, put it into prank videos or took it into whatever, and just being the genuine version of you, and it succeeded, it would have not been cringy. If you had to put on a
Yeah.
if you
Yeah.
had if you'd had to wake up every day, there's a dude, I'm not gonna call him out on social media, but he's then started like declining bad. But all he does is play characters. All he does is play characters. He's not him. If he could just, I would imagine he
Right.
wants, I imagine he wants to wake up every day and just be himself. But nobody gives a shit about him. They care about his characters.
Yeah,
And
that's actually a really good point.
that's gotta suck.
Travis, Deep Dirty Prescott Kids, when we first had him on our podcast, he's been on quite a bit now, like six episodes, I think, was this last one he was on. And the first one that he was on, he was telling us that the biggest thing that he's found that's worked for him is literally just being himself, like just what you were talking about,
Yeah.
because he's met a lot of other personalities that are not who they portray online. And when you meet them in person, you expect them to be that. And so it's almost like the quarter and the pony trick. Like, here's a quarter, play that little tune for me, or you know, talk with that certain accent or do the thing, you know. And that would suck, especially if that's really not you, or if that's really not what you wanted to do. That would kill me. That would kill anyone, I think, honestly.
What sucks about it too is you have to also think about like this, is you're a social media personality. You're not a social media celebrity. There's not a such thing as a social media celebrity. I don't care what anyone says. You can have millions of followers and you're not a social media celebrity until other celebrities, actual celebrities, start inviting you around that want you around. And don't just have you around for videos. They actually want to spend time with you. Justin Nunley, Justin Danger, one of my buddies. He hangs out with fucking these guys all the time. And it's not that he's just making videos with them. They generally love this guy. He's a great human being. Goose is the same way. There's a couple of other my buddies that are the same way. I get a chance. I was just with Randy Houser a couple of weeks ago, and it blew my fucking mind to get to be around people that I've just I'm obsessed with. And when you get around these folks, if you were having to be a character and you wasn't being yourself, these people that have made a living just being themselves, they would notice in 2 seconds. They would never invite you back again. They would tell you to kick rocks, to go to hell, and just shoo you off. You're never going to make it to the next level pretending to be someone else, is what I'm trying to say.
Dude, we can relate to that heavily because we'll have, it's tough for us to get guests here, and we'll have like pretty low end, clouded up people from the Twin Cities come on our podcast, and they'll come in here like there's some fucking God, and we're lucky to have them in our presence, and it's just like it's so cringy, dude, because it's like we fucking barely even know who you are, and you're gonna act like you're better than us? That's crazy.
I'm the king of telling those people to go fuck themselves. I've done it so many times. Well, one of the things, like, I just had, like, with our management company, had to have this talk with me. So one of our guys that we promote the shit out of that I love to death, a guy named Riley Anderson, who's a great up-and-coming musician. He's one of my best friends in this world, right? I had to start telling him he's so good that people think because he's only in Nashville a short period out of every month, they think that he has a deal because he's not up there grinding like everybody else, but he's grinding everywhere else. He's on the road doing shows all the time, but he doesn't have a record deal yet. So if he doesn't put out there that he's got accolades, that he's got shows, that he's playing everywhere, that he's got some of the best songs written in the past fucking 5 or 6 years in Nashville that everybody wants to write with him. Nobody knows that, right? So the difference between you guys and me and those guys that you said that will walk into your studio and act like that, and some of the people I've dealt with, they want to blare their accolades and they want to do it in a way to where they think they're the coolest person in the room. Well, guess what? You probably have more of a career future-wise than they ever will. I can sit here and somebody can tell me, I got 1 million followers on TikTok. Do you have a Senate resolution in your name? Has like your state ever acknowledged you? Are you in the history books? Do you get to hang out with the people I get to hang out with? Like, you might have 1 million followers and you might think that's special, but that's your idea of success. I actually have a career in this. Now, if you want to like number wise, let's look at numbers. Those people are so full of themselves, but they're easy come, easy go too. That's the best thing about them. People will forget about them to where folks like y'all will have staying power. I think I told Travis this one time, or if it wasn't Travis, it was somebody else I was having a conversation with. Travis just comes to mind because I think the world of him. If you're good at what you do, sometimes it takes you longer to get to where you want to be if you're being yourself because you're not taking shortcuts. Travis and Caroline could do every corny ass trend on social media. I could do every corny ass trend on social media, but that ain't me. That's going to give the listener, that's going to give somebody who's watching me a false representation of me. If I want you to love me, to come to my shows in Nashville or here or anywhere else and listen to me or listen to the artists that I'm promoting, it has to be me being genuinely me. The second I stop doing that, I lose all credibility. Now it takes longer doing that. These people that are flashing the pan, the second they have a bad month or a bad couple months, they don't know what to fucking do. They don't know how to handle it. They lose their shit. Next thing you know is they're crying on social media. They're fucking you. Their dog just got killed. Like, you think the worst shit in the world's happened to them?
Wow,
Well,
my dog did just get killed.
that's what you call a callback.
Oh,
But They don't know what to do to where folks like us, you just have to grind. If you know that you're good at what you do, you ignore the statistics, you ignore the metrics, you ignore everybody else because it takes one time. My buddy Will Mosley, who is an amazing singer and songwriter, he ended up getting second on American Idol, but everybody around here knew how fuck how
Wow.
everybody do what?
Watch it. Amazing.
Yeah, everybody
I always
around
said I
here.
won't watch it. It was amazing.
Oh, everybody around here knew how great he was. He didn't get better just because he got on American Idol. He just got noticed. He was
Right.
always that fucking good. He's literally from 45 minutes away from me. The first time I heard him play, when people introduced me and him for the first time, I was like, oh, this kid fucks. This kid is great. He's gonna be huge. And the second people saw him, he blew up, as he should have. But he would have eventually blew up without Idol. Same thing with the rest of us. If you're good and you stay true to yourself and you're different, it's gonna happen for you. It's just got to be right time, right place, right person's got to see you, right person's got to hear a clip. But the last thing you want to do is them hearing a clip of us talking some real shit and being great at what we do. And the next thing is us doing fucking Renegade in the video next to us on TikTok. Cause they're going to be like, what the fuck? That isn't them. Oh, look at this fake ass person.
Right.
Well, just to go off of what you're saying, we actually had an opportunity where a couple summers ago we were on country radio for a summer and we worked with this radio station, and it's because the like talent coordinator manager, he's one of his buddies sent him a clip where we were talking about the Barry, the guy with the big dick. It's like it's the meme that they flash all the time. And we were talking about that, and his buddy sent it to him because they joke about it all the time. And then he saw I was wearing a Minnesota Wild sweatshirt, and he was like, oh, I wonder if these guys are from Minnesota. Reached out to us, we connected, and then we had a radio show. Like, it's just, you just never know.
That's why you have to always be genuinely you. You don't want to pigeonhole yourself or back yourself in a corner to where when you do make it, you got to be somebody else. Who the fuck wants to do that? I don't want to be a
Yeah.
character.
No.
I don't want to have to play a southern grandpa or whoever that I'm not on. Like, I want to be me. I want it to be Josh Terry. Like, I want it to be when you see me, if I make it, I want it to be as me. If I don't make it, I failed as me too. And there's something beautiful to be said about that. Like, I'd rather make it as me, or I'd rather fail as me. I don't want to be a gimmick.
You got to become the king.
It froze as soon as you said
Oh.
that. Do y'all have shitty weather up there?
Yeah, we
We were
do.
getting terrible. It's a fucking blizzard outside right now.
Well, say what you just said again, and then we're getting out of here before it messes up anymore.
I said you got to become the king of Nashville so we can come down and get some royal treatment around there.
Boys, y'all need to, I'm telling y'all, we're starting next month to two shows a month. Like they want us there twice a month now instead of once. Like, that's one reason I took this month off too. I mean, we still got shows going on up there. I got somebody hosting them for me. But y'all can come and hang out whenever y'all want.
That'd be sweet.
Dude, I've been to Nashville one time and I can't stop thinking about it. I will take you up on that one day.
All you got, what we need to do is we need to line up an in-person show. Y'all come, Travis come, Caroline come,
Yeah, that'd be fun.
and us just have a ball.
Yeah, it sounds like my liver's not gonna like me.
Probably not.
And my fucking wallet, dude. Holy fuck.
That one definitely hurts. Well, hey, before we get out of here, tell everybody where they can find a podcast, name of the podcast, links for it, and y'all social media, and let's get out of here.
Yeah, On Tap Podcast. You can look that up on YouTube. Otherwise, it's just On Tap Pod across all platforms: TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, you name it. On Tap Pod.
All right, do y'all not put y'all's own Instagrams out there?
Yeah, and if you're a beautiful
Oh yeah.
southern gal looking for a northern man, I am Sam underscore Christ on the gram, baby.
Yeah.
I am Cody dot on tap.
Yeah. And
That's it.
I am grateful you boys hung out with me tonight. It's always a good show with you guys. And
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
we'll get together again soon. We need to do this about every 2 months. It's always good to have y'all on.
Hell
Yeah, we
yeah.
got to make it something in person happen
Oh,
too, because that's when the magic
absolutely.
really goes.
Oh, dude. You give it. Yeah. Yeah, we'll make it happen. We need to make it happen in the next couple of months. Definitely. I'd love to have y'all on in
Hell
person.
yeah, brother.
Well, cool. All right, folks. Well, thank y'all. Y'all make sure y'all go check out the On Tap podcast. These boys are good. Especially some of the new episodes put out with Travis from Dirty Prescott Kids. Check that out, but don't just check that one out. Check out all their episodes, subscribe to their podcast. Make sure you go listen to all of our backlog, all of our episodes. Thank you to all the sponsors from the show. Thank you to Court Taylor for handling Nashville for me this month. Yeah, we're getting out of here. Thank y'all for listening to the Josh Terry podcast. I will catch y'all next time.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.